At the opening keynote at the O'Reilly European Open Source Convention, Tor Norotrander said that the secret to life is glow, flow, and show. The author of The Generous Man gave examples of why people dare, care, and share in life.
Most signs dealing with human beings seem to assume that we are homo economicus, that is, the economical man, that we are selfish and rational beings. It is untrue in a very interesting way that was discovered through a number of games and experiments done in experimental economy. And the most beautiful of these is called the ultimatum game, and it was founded by Werner Güss and colleagues in Berlin. In the ultimatum game, you have two players. Player one is given 100 euros on the condition that he will share this money with player two in a way that player two will accept. If player two doesn't accept, then nobody gets anything. So player one can say, okay, I give the other guy half. I'm pretty sure he will say yes, and we both get 50 euros and everybody's happy. But then he goes back and he reads his textbooks of economics and he says, well, the other guy is selfish and rational. So I want 90 euros and I offer him 10 euros. If he's selfish and rational, he should say, well, 10 euros for just saying yes, that's good. I take the 10 euros. If I say no, I get nothing and he gets nothing. So a selfish and rational player should say, I accept even if it's only 10 euros. But what you find when you play this game with people, if player one offers player two less than 20% of the cake, player two will say, you will not have anything, I will not have anything, I want to punish you for being unfair. Player two insists on fairness. If you put people in the same ultimatum game, and they know that they are playing with a computer rather than a human being, player one is now a computer, player one offers the other guy, who is a human being, something like 1 euro out of 100, what will player two say? He will say, thank you. I'm very happy. I take one euro from you. Because you're a computer, you're an idiot anyway. I can't educate you, you're silly and stupid anyway. We have to worry about a future where all our social interactions are mediated by software agents and robots, because then everybody will start treating each other as economic men and we will not bond with each other. And that's a very important thing if society is to run. How do human beings advertise their honesty? What works is altruism, doing something for others, because doing something for others is exactly putting upon yourself a handicap, a burden, so to speak. You're not just going for your own interest. And altruism is spectacular, it attracts attention. When you take risks, when you are generous towards other people, when you give comfort and care to other people, you show that you have enough resources that you can share them. And whenever somebody says to you, oh, but you didn't have to, that's a sign that you are in fact displaying your vast resources. And you can think in yourself, yes, I did have to because I want to get the attention that will get me late. But in the situation you're doing it, it seems as if it was not necessary to do so.
Tor Norotrander from his Euro-OSCON keynote.